Hi, I'm Alex Jones, and you are listening to Able Radio. Today we have Hilary Farmelo, who is from Aspire and is the Instructability National Project Manager. Hello, Hilary.
Hello.
Welcome to Able Radio.
Thank you.
So, what is the aim of Instructability?
It's a project that we set up to help disabled people get into the fitness industry as a career, as gym instructors, but also hoping that that will have an impact on disabled people actually accessing facilities and using the gym.
Oh, that's great. So could you give us a bit more background about the project and how it came about?
Well, Aspire is a spinal injury charity, but they actually operate a community leisure facility. And in that facility, they have employed disabled people to work across the facility, but particularly in the gym. The knock-on effect of that is that they actually have a large proportion of members who are disabled. And when they asked their members about why they chose to come there, they talked about how the gym could be a really intimidating place. You know, when they saw there were disabled gym instructors working there, it immediately set them at ease. They knew they'd be welcome. So it was really about, you know, looking at other leisure facilities and knowing that they didn't get many disabled people in the gym environment. So it was really a matter of looking at what could we do to try and support and influence the rest of the industry. And it was also clear that there was a current lack of role models in the industry, so disabled people weren't necessarily thinking that it was a viable career option for them. And there were a number of barriers that were facing them as well to actually, you know, get onto a training course in the first instance. So we teamed up with YMCA Fit as a training provider and produced a program that was accessible, and we are now creating more role models in the industry.
Could you give us maybe a bit more detail about what the Instructability program is made up of, and who can do it?
Yes, we're currently funded by Sport England, which means the program is free for eligible candidates to come on to. In order to be eligible for the course, you need to be disabled, unemployed, and have some gym user experience. We take people from 16 years plus, no maximum to that, and our oldest candidate is 59.
Right.
Once people can actually apply via our website, which is aspire.org.uk, and we run the program in a number of locations, from London, South East, Midlands East, and in 2015 we're expanding to the Northern region as well. The actual program consists of YMCA Fit training, which leads to the Level 2 CYQ gym instructor qualification, and also a Level 3 qualification in exercise and disability, which qualifies students to work with other people who have impairments. Once students are qualified, Aspire provides them with some community outreach training.
Okay.
And then sets them up with an industry work placement.
At the moment, what sort of outcomes have you seen, both for disabled people and the industry as a whole?
The consequences are three or fourfold, really. Our disabled students who actually come onto the program to qualify as gym instructors, there's a massive impact on those individuals from a number of perspectives. Many students come onto the program and they've actually been out of the work or learning environment for a significant period of time. We have people who've had an impairment from birth or childhood. But a lot of our students have also had careers and have had a traumatic injury or a worsening health condition which has meant that they've actually lost that job, lost that career. It's, you know, not a sustainable situation for them anymore. We also have people in the who've been injured in the armed forces, who again are transitioning out of the services. And what we found is a lot of students tell us about their experience of being offered quite a narrow career choice. And I think, again, it goes back to, you know, public perceptions about, you know, what a disabled person can and can't do, and the inevitable steer towards a desk job. And a lot of our students, you know, they're from sporting backgrounds or very kind of practical, hands-on backgrounds, and the last thing that they would want to do is, you know, sit behind a desk all day. The other areas where disabled people really benefit from the program is their sense of self-worth, their self-esteem, and their confidence, knowing that not only can they do something like this and they can achieve, they can be successful, but they also understand that they are no longer having care and support by other people, which many people will have experienced, but they are now in a position to do that for someone else. So it's really about giving them some empowerment to support and encourage other disabled people. And so many of our students feel really passionate about this cause because they've been there, they've done that, they know what it's like. They know what it's like to have the physical challenges that they personally experience. They know what it's like to have those attitudinal challenges in society and, you know, how that does knock their confidence and, you know, make them feel sometimes that they don't fit in or they're not welcome. In terms of the consequences for the industry as a whole, the majority of the placement providers, and we work with a whole host of leisure operators, and what they tell us is when they've had an instructability graduate on placement with them, they benefit themselves, and they benefit from the fact that their staff, the current staff team that they have, learn as much from the disabled gym instructor as they're learning, you know, from the team and being in that placement. Having a disabled gym instructor can really help talk to them in a very, very practical sense of how they can maybe make some modifications. The other benefit to the industry is being able to attract new customers. And obviously that is of keen interest to any
business, really, yeah.
Yeah. And we've had examples of leisure operators telling us that them having a disabled gym instructor, either on work placement or if they've gone on to employ them, has had an impact on their business.
Just as like one last little bit, but what would you say are the long-term aims of instructability?
Obviously, at the moment, we've got to still feel we've got a lot of work to do. We are seeing that, you know, the leisure operators we're working with, we are having an impact. But the longer-term vision is this kind of intervention won't be required. When we get to a point where there are more role models working within the industry, where training providers are ensuring that their training is accessible, and where leisure operators are inclusive in terms of both their service provision and their employment policies, then instructability won't be needed. And so that's really what we're hopefully working towards.
Yeah, well, let's hope it can be achieved eventually. But thank you very much for your time, Hilary. It's been absolutely fantastic talking to you, and all the information you've given us has been just been great.
Thank you. Pleasure to speak to you.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.